Salesforce announced its Q1 fiscal 22 earnings end of May last week, May 27th. There's some key takeaways beyond the simple fact that once again they had another outstanding quarter from a revenue growth perspective across all of their clouds, which I'll get to in a minute. But they put some markers out there, which are very telling. First, they raised their full year guidance by about $250 million, right? So it's going to come in around $26 billion. That's what they're expecting now. Benioff made a point to say not only are we raising it, it's one of the largest raises that they've actually ever had as a company. The $50 billion number got thrown out there a few times as well. That is the marker that's been put out there by Benioff and Amy Weaver, the CFO, that they're going to become a $50 billion company by fiscal year 26. So think about that. In about 4 years, they're going to double their revenue. And they're going to do that in many different ways. And when you think about, or you probably experienced through the sales reps, they're pretty obvious, right? The whole concept of landing and expanding. Now it's really about expanding for Salesforce. Not that there aren't opportunities to have net new relationships, but most of it's about expanding. So let's talk a little bit about that. Number one, you know, it's interesting. Been paying attention to Salesforce, listening to these earnings calls for quite some time. And they started announcing things a little differently this quarter. And it actually seemed a lot like the way ServiceNow announces success. Number one, Benioff pointed out that they hit all-time high in seven-figure plus transactions in the quarter, right? So $1 million plus transactions. They hit an all-time high. Amy Weaver, the CFO, pointed out that on average, more than four clouds are included in each of these deals, right? And it's all about selling the customer 360 solution, which Brett Taylor made it a point. That's really what it's all about. It's selling that to transform the entire customer experience. That's the pitch. So let's dive in a little bit, right? So let's talk about those different business units. So from a sales solution perspective, their revenue was $1.4 billion in the quarter, up 11%. The Service Cloud set of products came in at $1.5 billion, up 20% year over year. Platform and other, which is MuleSoft and Tableau, that came in at $1.7 billion, so it's actually the biggest driver of their revenue. That had a 28% growth. And then there's marketing and commerce, which came in a little bit shy of $1 billion at $900 million, representing 25% growth. Now, it is the smaller from a revenue perspective of the group, but as you can imagine, and many retailers, organizations that need to shift attention to their e-commerce platforms, whether it's B2B or B2C. Certainly, this is an area where Salesforce is spending a lot of time. There's a lot of opportunity, or as they like to call TAM, total available market, tied to it. So a couple things. Let's talk about Tableau and MuleSoft real quick. So for Tableau, they made it a point to that 8 out of the top 10 deals in the quarter included Tableau, right? So that was an acquisition that they made. They spent a lot of money on it. They're trying to have integration with the solution. They're trying to pitch it as part of, as Taylor says, that customer 360. And so 8 of the top 10 deals had it. Now, MuleSoft didn't fare as well. 5 out of the top 10 deals included MuleSoft. But it is interesting to point out, Benioff mentioned that when you think about Tableau and you think about MuleSoft and you think about the integration to their portfolio set and that customer 360, it's prevalent and it's obvious that they're going to need that to continue to grow their revenue. And so he pointed out that 60% of those seven-figure plus deals actually included Tableau and MuleSoft. So it's something to think about. Obviously, as you're a customer of theirs, you're going to want to pay attention. You may have Tableau, you may have MuleSoft on separate paper even. Salesforce is going to obviously continue to push for more, right? They're going to push for it to be part of the holistic deal. And then if you're not a Tableau MuleSoft customer, they're obviously going to be very interested in finding ways to get you to become one. Often that could even include concessions on the Salesforce product set. So you have to think about that. Think about if they want a holistic solution, what should they be doing for you? In terms of holistic solution, it was also interesting because they've been doing this for since the announcement came out about buying and acquiring Slack. They believe that that merger should be approved and finalized in Q2. And as Benioff has mentioned numerous times, it's really about integrating Slack to their entire set of cloud, right? All of our products will become Slack first, as Benioff saw. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, think about it in terms of, one, they're competing in that space. It's going to be very important for them to get penetration, to show that that acquisition to the market was worth the dollars spent. But also, as customers, and they continue and they start to enhance, add to, tether Slack to your solutions, field service, sales, cloud, whatever it may be, really put it on Salesforce to tell you how it's actually going to benefit you, right? It's the old thing, like enhancements, upgrades, integrating acquired solutions, folding it in. That's all well and good. But also, it obviously has to provide value back to your business. Now, how are they going to get to that $50 billion? Well, obviously, we've talked about it, right? Tableau, MuleSoft, Slack, finding ways to enhance the customer 360 through acquired solutions, continuing to push for adoption of more of their products. I think if you think about e-commerce as an example, there's an availability from the flywheel effect associated with that, right? As your GMV continues to grow, which is a good thing for these businesses, you're going to owe more fees to Salesforce. Certainly price increases, things of that nature will obviously be prevalent in the industry. They always are. Now, Gavin Patterson mentioned the fact, Chief Revenue Officer, he mentioned the fact that, things are humming, right? The pipeline is super strong across all their clouds, and they're going to rely on that, right? They have a sales organization that's a well-oiled machine. And so when they talk about strong pipelines, when they talk about growing their revenue and then in further guiding to a higher number, it's because they see what's out there. So if you have renewals coming up this year, it's important to understand that, they have earmarked you for probably more than you're even thinking. So you need to plan for that. The other big announcement was Dreamforce, and that's all related as well. They're going to have smaller Dreamforces in September. San Francisco, of course, but they're going to have it in New York, Paris, and London. And they use these Dreamforce as an opportunity to obviously help sell. They can do it digitally like they did last year, obviously with some success. That's going to be a key driver, right? So thinking about the timing of Dreamforce, thinking about the excitement around it, the announcements that they're going to want to make. Those are going to be all key, valuable things for them. So again, if you're a Salesforce customer and you hear they're raising their revenue, they're going to be a $26 billion company. They've already put a $50 billion number out there. They talk about strong pipelines. They are now talking in terms of seven-figure deals. They're talking in terms of number of deals with four or more clouds. They're talking in terms of what has MuleSoft, what has Tableau. Those are indicators. Those are things as you assess your leverage, as you assess your relationship with Salesforce. Think of it in those terms. And how many of those boxes do you check or will potentially check as you think and try to prepare for as they prepare for you?